know, we kind of grew up, you know, always going against each other. But now, you know, we're finally teammates, so it'd be a pleasure.
So when you found out you had been claimed by the Texans, how quickly did you call Bruce?
Well, I called him, but he didn't reply right away, you know. But I reached out to him. You know, I kind of told him that, you know, I felt, had a good feeling about that I would be out here, and, you know, here I am.
How special is this, and what was it like when y'all finally communicated about this?
Oh, it was great, man. You know, it's great for our family and our community that we can team up now and go to battle and win some football games.
How crazy is this? You grew up together, like almost, as he said, like brothers.
Yeah.
And to play in the same team in the NFL is like the sun, the stars, and the moon got to be lined up just right.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a dream come true. You know, you always want to be teammates with someone you grew up with, and you know, sometimes it not likely happen that way, but you know, finally we here. So,
when's the last time you were on the same team as Bruce?
Oh man, my senior year in high school, and he was a sophomore, maybe. Yeah, I think that was the last time.
Football.
Yeah, football. Yeah.
He said you were a role model for him. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I definitely was. You know, but Bruce is a sharp guy, man. You know, he's fun to be around. You know, he's a pleasure. I'm sure the guys love him out here, and you know, hopefully he can keep that personality going. Electrifying, you know, hardworking, dedicated, and just willing to put it on the line.
Besides having your cousin here, you get a lot of familiar guys, a lot of South Carolina college guys. What's that like?
Oh man, it's gonna be exciting, especially this week. You know, we're facing South Carolina in college, but you know, be a lot of smack talk around here.
DeAndre talked about y'all's relationship and how close y'all were in college. Yeah. Talk about that from your point of view.
Oh yeah, man. Newt was my boy, man. You know, when he first, I was there, but when he first got there, you know, we started hanging out right away. You know, he's a great guy. You know, he's from Clemson, and so it was always good to, you know get with him, and you know, get out and see the city a little bit. But you know, he's a great guy.
What do you think about the way he's blossomed in this league?
Man, I always said it before he even got here that he would be what he is today. And, you know, a lot of people doubted it, but he believed, and that's why he's doing what he's doing.
You said you had a feeling that Houston was going to be the place you're at. What made you think that?
Just the brotherhood that they have around here. You know, the guys that's on the team, you know, they know a lot about me, and they all think highly of me. So I know they would put a word in for me.
You could probably just been left over from Sunday.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just left you,
yeah,
so you didn't have to come
right
back, huh?
Yeah, I had to pack, so, yeah. Well, yeah, it would have been nice, but, you know, it's all good. I'm here now, so.
Does this feel like high school a little bit, being with
Chris? No, it ain't high school. Nah. Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, we're going to enjoy it. It's going to be fun, but, you know, we're here for one reason, and that's to win games.
What has your family thought about this?
Oh, they loving it, man. They on cloud nine right now, man. They all excited about it. You know, now that we don't have to buy separate tickets, we can all put them all together for once. So that's going to be good.